Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you that we are glad that you joined in to start off the new month with our new segment on health education. As you know, we've completed a complete series for about a month long on mind, body, soul, and spirit. It's still a part of our educational process. However, we are transitioning into a new topic for this month, and that is health education. And under health education includes a wealth of knowledge for educators as well as for the lay parents out there as well. And today's topic is rather interesting because we're going to carry over a segment from what we talked about in Monday's topic, is your thyroid making you fat? Now, I want to say that we're going to carry that over because we're going to be talking about one of the most interesting, the world's most powerful healing foods. And we'll be discussing how you can use legumes for optimal health and longevity. But one hidden cause behind all of the symptoms, is there one hidden cause behind all of the symptoms? And is there a problem with our thyroid that is being misdiagnosed where it is mimicking heart disease with palpitations, where it also may be mimicking a neurological disorder of anxiety or possibly SAD, seasonal affective depression. Some of the clients have been noticing that they can go and get a diagnosis of SAD and find out that they do not have heart trouble or mental disorder after all. It might be a thyroid problem, which could be addressed through an all-time favorite healing recipes working in the Green Pharmacy. What is the Green Pharmacy, you ask? The Green Pharmacy is my kitchen, which I like to refer to this evening as the Green Pharmacy. We're going to be going in the kitchen, taking out those pots and those pans, and we're going to be pulling out our blenders, and I'm going to be giving you recipes. Now, I'm not a complete vegetarian yet. I aspire to be. I invited someone along who has a background in the area of being a vegetarian, a long-time vegetarian. However, his expertise is in the area of litigation and law. And also, I'm going to put these people on hold because I'm hearing a lot of background noise. I will bring them back in a second. But let me say this. He does have experience in legal law, working with Fathers for Justice. But he'll be back on our show to talk about domestic mediation and working with families in the courtroom. But today he's wearing a different hat. He's wearing a hat as a person who is a consumer of vegetarian food. Now, we don't all aspire to vegetarian products in the kitchen because we're not completely vegetarian. So when I go in, if I'm using milk, if I'm using other products, then know that this is not a vegetarian show. This is a Green Pharmacy show to tell you about health and longevity and how to incorporate the legumes in your diet. Now, let me read you a little disclaimer that these are no cures and this is no reflection of Blog Talk Radio. These are documented facts that are coming from various different doctors. We also do recommend a book that we require for reading. And that book that I have is called The Thyroid Solutions. Write that down, The Thyroid Solution. The doctors develop clinically proven plan to diagnose thyroid imbalance and reverse thyroid symptoms. I didn't say cure. And the doctor's name is Ridhar, R-I-D-H-A, and the last name is A-R-E-M. He's an M-D. You can go out and purchase that book, and it's called The Thyroid Solution. Now, why am I continuing on with this topic? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it has mimicked so many other diseases, such as heart disease and neurological mental depression disorders. And so many people have also found out with fibromyalgia that their disease also has been mistakenly for a thyroid disorder. If you can very much clear up these other diseases with correcting the thyroid problem, then you would have been really successful in helping people who suffer for so long. Now, I'm not saying that I'm going to cure anyone. I'm only telling you that I have recipes that are pharmaceutical, green pharmaceutical recipes that are health chock with good nutrition to help you unblock those absorptions, whereas certain foods that we found, the kale, broccoli, strawberries, can block your absorption of thyroxine. However, in this book, there is a method that you can use to tell you how to enjoy these foods without having it block your thyroxine. Now, am I a nutritionist? Do I have a science background? Yes. I have a minor in medical records, and that allows me to speak on this topic. I taught medical terminology. I also worked in the medical records department to set up a medical records program for one-year programs for candidates who are going for their medical records licensing. Now, in working in this area, I know something about the science, the anatomy and physiology and chemistry. I had to take those subjects to give me some familiarity with what I'm talking about. That is why I can candidly speak on this, but at the same time, I am not a professional and I do not hold any medical MD degrees, okay? I wanted to clear that up. Now, let me also say that I want to just let you know that this is an African-centered room. We do focus in on our ancestors. And before we do anything in this room, we give acknowledgement to our elders. And then I ask for permission to speak for my elders. Elders, do I have permission to speak? I'm getting the nod that he's giving us the okay that we as initiates have the right to speak. I acknowledge my ancestors and summon them here and let them know that they're welcome here, that we are certainly opening up the spirit and allowing the spirit to be with us. And we invite everyone in to be a part of that. And I'd like to read you something from a book. And this book is not necessarily a book that is on our agenda, but we would like to recommend. It's called Yorugu, the African-Centered Critique of European Cultural Thoughts and Behavior. Now, this is by a lady who researched this book for about, 20 years, and this is what she writes in her notes. According to the Dogon people of Mali in West Africa, Ami, the creator, ordained that all creatures being to be living manifestations of the fundamental understanding of the universal principles of complementary of the twins. This principle manifests itself as a wholeness which is created when females and males pair joins in all things, such as pairing, establish equilibrium, cooperation, balance, harmony, and Emi therefore equipped each being with twin souls, both female and male, at birth. But in one of these primordial placentas, the male soul did not wait for the full gestation period to be born. This male was known as Yorugu Ogun, who ironically wishes to compete with Emi and to create a wall between these that which Emi had created. With his fragmentation placenta, he created Earth, but it would only be imperfect since he was incomplete, that is, born prematurely without his female twin soul, realizing that he was flawed and therefore rejected Yorugu, returned to Emi seeking his complementary female self. But Emi had given his female soul away. Yorugu, forever incomplete, was doomed to perpetually search for the completeness that could never be found. The earth he had defiled and had acted upon of his self-creation, was now inhabited by single-souled, impure, and incomplete being like himself. Yorugu's descendants are internally deficit, originated in an ancestral act since he had pre-created his own placenta, the representation of his mother. In other words, there were two primordial beings that were separated. One being incomplete and imperfect, decided to go off in his deficit on his own. And this is just a belief system from the Yorugus. I wanted to read you to let you know their creation story and giving you a little insight. Now, I'd like to stop, and I'd like to say hello to our guest who's in the audience, and I'd like to first acknowledge our host and say hello to the host, and I will have our host introduce John. It's John Furby. John Furby is in the audience, and I'll contact our co-host and see if he's out there. Co-host, are you out there?
Yes. Welcome to Care to Read. My name is Darrell Garf. We would like to welcome our guest, John Fairley, Father for Justice. Welcome, John.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, John. Thank you so much for answering our request to be on the show. We'd like to welcome you, John. And I had introduced you as being a person who was involved in good eating habits and working with vegetarian food. However, I did tell him you had a legal background and that you would be coming on our show at a later date to talk about domestic mediation with families and fathers. But I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your background and some of the things you do to stay healthy and eating vegetarian food.
Well, the vegetarian thing, I don't do it.
Can I hold you for 1 minute here? Can you speak a little bit louder? We can barely hear you. I'm going to go to commercial, John, and I'm going to call you right back, and then I'll give us a chance to get your mic here going. Can you hold for 1 minute?
Sure.
Can you hear it? Arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiika Bidiako-Garth. I begat this while in the spirit so that you could hear it. Don't fear it. Come and hear it. Pull back the veil and revere it. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Oh, and if you hear them, don't fear them. Just remember and revere them. Create a sanctuary like to Mary. I mean with memories of their old souls, of deceased loved ones, foretold. Pay homage by pouring libation, for this was done since the time of creation. It's your only source of real liberation. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For if you can't, then keep on trying. For all around us, I can hear them crying, petitioning on your behalf before the Creator brings His wrath. For they never really left us. For they have been with us and remain behind to comfort us in our hard times. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For they will surround you like fire when the fire draws near. So have no fear. Remember that the way is open and clear to assist you in, my dear.
And we're back. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining the Chair to Read Room. We want to put that number up. We have John Furby in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. Our call number is 646-478-0270. Please do call in with your questions. We're starting our brand new segment, Health Education. John Furby is going to be telling us a little bit about himself, his background, and the way he became a vegetarian and some of the things he do to stay healthy and to stay youthful. John, you have the atmosphere. You're in the air.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yes, I can.
Okay, cool. It was a choice I made about 7 years ago to go vegetarian. And I guess it came from the belief that nothing has to die for me to live. And so I made the choice. And although there's a lot of health benefits from being vegetarian, I didn't become vegetarian for the purpose of the health benefit, if you understand that, I guess so. My background as far as being healthy, I ran and find a cure for CF for about 5 years. And during that time, I ate a lot of vegetables and things, and a lot of chicken and tuna fish. And before I went to run, and I went in for some blood work, and my mercury levels were up real high from eating, because all I was eating was basically salads, vegetables, tuna fish, chicken, and a lot of carbohydrates when I was running and things, that kind of set up some red flags for me as far as meat and the antibiotics and things like that, and it just. But really, it was just my connection with things. Is that really? I just one day I'm like, I can't eat animals anymore. You know, it didn't resonate with me. So I stopped, and I haven't eaten a single piece of meat since. So then
you said you can't eat animals anymore. Was that a choice you made, or was that because of the effects that it had on you health-wise?
That was a choice I made. And the benefits is I am healthy. You know, I see a lot of guys my age that are have in really, really bad shape. And, you know, eventually the meat will kill you. It'll clog your arteries, and it will kill you. You know, and it's a choice I made. You know, there's no vegetarian police that come after me. You know, it's an individual choice to do it. And
Now, you know, John, we have been talking about a lot of different things in this room when it comes to mind, body, and spirit, and we chose to look at preserving your youth and the optimal health and longevity of legumes. And we know that legumes is basically our bean and grain products. So what did you have to do to learn about preparing legumes and grains? Because we know that now women are told that if they consume more of the legumes, that they can control their menopause. So I became knowledgeable about legumes when I started researching menopause and realizing that if you you become drained, you feel like you're getting older, and you equate that to your age and say, well, oh, it's because of age. And most of us write everything off and say it's because of age, and we don't go in our kitchen and make any changes in the diet. We tend to blame our symptoms on old age. Now, I asked the question, is Alzheimer's a new age problem, or is it a thyroid problem? I recently discovered that it does not necessarily have to be an old age problem. It could be equated to a thyroid problem, which could go unnoticed, and it's very hard to detect in elderly. And I discovered that reversing the speeding of aging had a lot to do with our diet and how you could slow that down. And what really drew me to it was the chronic stress and the panic attack, because I had family members who were experiencing panic attacks, and they got misdiagnosed for all full-blown out depression, when in fact it was a thyroid disorder that was not being properly detected. And you could easily misdiagnose that thyroid problem, and then people end up who have seasonal depression can easily be misdiagnosed as having anxiety and depression, when in fact it has a lot to do with the thyroid. If that thyroid is over or underactive, it could make that heart palpitate irregularly and show up as a heart attack. And all these things that this little thyroid could do, I said, isn't this something that if you don't properly get diagnosed, go to your the HMOs and let them know you want this treatment. Some doctors will say, well, it didn't show up, and we just did the one test, but you need to have a second opinion to see if it'll show up. And what I came to the conclusion, John, is that a lot of people should have this test done, and they should ask the doctor to do this test and to have a second opinion to rule out fibromyalgia, which some people have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, come to find out it was a thyroid disorder. Now, I've gone in my kitchen and changed some things around, and I'm going to go back in my kitchen, John. I want you to travel with me in my kitchen because I am a home ec major, and I tend to try to settle everything from a perspective of dealing with health and using the foods that we have. Our herbs will be our healing mechanism. So on this particular segment, John, we're talking about healing recipes from the Green Pharmacy, and I'm going to ask you to help me out here a little bit. I know you can't be in the kitchen with me, but as I'm in here, I'm going to start with this blueberry banana bread, and you get a wild understanding of what I'm talking about, because blueberries can come in frozen blueberries, or you could buy them fresh. And what I like to do is take some frozen blueberries and put them in my blender. And while the dried ones are extremely intensified and are much better for you, I don't have those today, but I will put the frozen ones in. And nutrition can lower inflammation and help relieve the allergies, and bananas are excellent source of B12, which protects against the dermatitis that you might be having. Now, if you hear some pots and pans, please know that I'm a kind of noisy cook, but these are some of the things that I would like to put in my blender. This is about a 50-minute process, okay? It'll serve up to 10 people. We're going to take 2.5 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour, a tablespoon of baking powder, a tablespoon of baking soda, a half a teaspoon of salt, one mashed ripe banana, which is about 3 bananas. I said 1 cup, so it's about 3 bananas, if you want to be exact. A half a cup of reduced fat plain yogurt, 2 packages of brown sugar, and 1/4 of regular or light buttermilk, 1 large egg, 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter, melted half a teaspoon of grated lemon, okay, and a cup of frozen wild strawberries, excuse me, blueberries, and a cup of dried wild blueberries. And so I finally got those dried wild blueberries in here, too, and I got the frozen with me, and a tablespoon of sugar. Now I'm going to get my blender ready here, John, and toss those things in here. This is a breakfast dish, ladies and gentlemen, and in this breakfast dish, you could literally have this as a mid-morning breakfast, or you could have it when you first get up. And I like to have it right before noon. And if you have it right before noon, you can... Okay, we got that all blended up, and I just pour that smoothie in my cup here, which I keep right by my blender, serve that up, and that is a serving for at least 10 people, so I leave the rest of it, so when my family come down, they can have that, and that's just a breakfast smoothie. Now, for those people who like a full course meal in the morning and want something more than a smoothie, I have a 4 Fontana Frittata. Now, this Frittata, the protein from the eggs and the dish helps your body heal and cut or scrape. And the beta carotene found in the squash helps maintain the health of the heart. Now, these are foods that are working specifically on body ailments, not just because they taste so good. This takes about 20 minutes. And in serving this, it serves up to about 6 servings for a family of 6. I take out about 6 large eggs and 3 summer squash, and I slice those squash up. I slice them, slice that squash up, okay? And then I grate my Fontaine cheese. Just grate it all up there. And then I take a teaspoon of olive oil. Let me stop for a minute. Olive oil, ladies and gentlemen, is very important. It's one of those good fats. It's not the LDL fat. It's essential fatty acid. And when you get the virgin oil, you can substitute that for coconut oil, and you can use those oils without worrying about the cholesterol buildup. Then I preheat the oven, okay? I preheat that oven to about 375, and then while the oven is heating, I beat those eggs up. I can use my blender again for that, putting it right in that blender. Beat those eggs up right in that blender. Then after that oven is heated, I let it get warm for a while. Okay, and then I pour that mixture right over in the pan, just like it's going to be a quiche. Pour it in the pan. Once that oven gets heated up, I let it heat up a little bit longer. And then as that heats up, and then I pop it right in the oven, let it cook for about 30 minutes. And while it's cooking, and I prepare other things. One of the other things I like to do is a garden breakfast wrap. That's an easy one to do, and this is really good for those college students who don't know how to cook and they're just learning how to cook. I have a spinach. Now, I pop that in the oven. While I'm doing that, I have a grated breakfast wrap. Spinach is a chuck. This is chuck with magnesium, and I tell young people, you want to learn to love spinach. Minerals that relax the heart muscles and improve the heart function. It adds more fiber to your body than anything to have this breakfast snack. And you could even use whole grain wheat and the spinach-flavored whole grain tortillas. And I buy that in Meijer's, and those kind of expensive. Now, this takes about 8 minutes to make. This serves up to about 4 people. I take my spinach out of the fridge. You always try to deal with fresh spinach. And when I take my fresh spinach out, I chop that spinach up, chop it up, take 2 teaspoons of butter, not margarine, but butter. And I want to say this because some people think they're getting off by buying margarine. Margarine will clog up in the arteries, where butter is another good fat, ladies and gentlemen. Please use butter. Then I use 2 liquefied egg substitutes. You can buy that in the store now. And a half a cup of crumbled lemon garnishment with garlic, herbs, and I put my feta cheese in there. I'm making up my own little cheese now, grating it, Parmesan cheese, and putting all that together, okay? And then I use 4 cups of baby aguara spinach. You can buy that in the produce section. Put that together, and I preheat the oven. Now, you know my oven is already going at 375. I take the wraps. I take that egg, and I wrap it up in the tortilla. Just wrap it up. Wrap it up in there. Get that ready, and I put it in the oven for about maybe 5 minutes. We don't want to heat that too long. Remember, the eggs are already done. You know, we put that in there and let that heat. Now, that's another meal called the garden breakfast wrap. Now, so far for the breakfasts, we have our good morning shake. If you want to do another shake, that takes about 2 minutes, serving of two. You get a cup of fat-free, low-sugar orange juice or citrus-flavored yogurt, half a cup of orange juice, a half a cup of fat-free milk, and pasteurized liquid egg white. Now, that's equivalent to about 2 large eggs, and you add that with 1 orange or tangerine segment. And you place that in your blender once again. Our blender is going to be well utilized. And you can have that easily. It's a breakfast for your body. And if you're trying to lose weight, if you can skip, you don't want to skip breakfast. Breakfast is a very good way to keep your thyroids working. You eliminate the calories. You can do the breakfast, and try to remember the breakfast will help the metabolism to speed up, and it will normalize it as well. And eating the breakfast kicks your metabolism into a high gear, and it's faster metabolism for you than not having the breakfast at all. Now, for those people who still are in the egg category and they want an Italian egg and pepper sandwich, of the multi-grain breakfast. I'm into multi-grains. I don't know about you, but I go out and I like to find those multi-grain. And this is like an egg yolk for nutrition. Although yolks have more fat and calories than egg whites, you should avoid them, okay? You should avoid them. And also missing out on these things could, you know, keep your weight down, like the legumes, and keeping your proteins up. You want to make sure that you use the eggs in it, you know, in its whole content if you can. And your eggs have your vitamin A, your vitamin D, B12, and they're very, very good for you. So you can take this dish, you're adding 1 teaspoon of olive oil to the pan and letting that get hot. Okay? And you're slicing up your onions, about 1/4 cup of onions. 1/4 cup of green bell peppers. You slice those up. You slice those up. And a pinch of dried oregano. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, oregano is really the all-time antibiotic, where it kills off any bad bacteria. And if you get the wild oregano oil, that is the best thing you can use. It's edible, and it's also used for any type of bacteria disorder. A pinch of salt. You want to make sure you get the sea salt. I try to use sea salt. 1 egg, the egg white, a slice of multigrain country bread toast. You heat that oven up. Okay, as you heat that oven up, you put that over your grain bread, and you put that in the oven and let that heat. Okay? Now you got your grain sandwich, and you put all that together, and you got a sandwich. Now, there's so much for breakfasts. Let me tell you a little bit about the black bean salsa. Some people like to have a snack, an appetizer. I like garbanzo beans, and they're very, very rich in vitamins, and they're popular with a lot of dishes nowadays. You dump your garbanzo beans in there, and you let them soak, because remember, they are beans. Most beans need to soak overnight. Now, this dish, it takes about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. It takes about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and you serve up about 28 servings. You take one can of black beans, drain, of course, if you don't have the fresh beans, and you take 3 medium tomatoes, dried, and 2.5 tablespoons of frozen orange juice concentrated, 2.5 cups of chopped pimentos, and you take a pinch of salt, and you sprinkle that, and after the garbanzo beans have soaked, you take them out and drain them. You want to drain them out of the... You pour those beans over in there, and you take your sauce, and you mix that all in, turning it from side to side, put it in the refrigerator, and let it chill. Now you have a cold dish of black bean salsa. You can use that over a dish, or you can use that as just a sideline appetizer. Now, I know you've heard ants on the log, but we have fire ants on the log. That's a good dish for children. This is ground-up version of that kindergarten flavor with a spicy heat that is suited for adult taste as well. You got the celery to help lower your cholesterol and blood pressure, and the peanut butter is a good food source. It's got that Q10 in it, and some people use Q10-12, CQ10 for their heart, which is a beneficial product to help lower the heart rate. And it's the red color of the cranberries that provide energy and fire, so you mix those together. And what we have here is an 8-minute dish. It serves up to about 4 people, 5 or 6 ribs of celery. Take that celery out. Cut that celery up. And you have a half a cup of smooth, crunchy peanut butter. You can buy that at any local grocery store. And 1 cup of maple syrup. 1/4 cup of cranberries if they're in season, and 1/2 a cup of sweetened dried cranberries as well. You mix that all together, mixing that all together in your kitchen here, and then what you have is fire ants on a log, and lay all of that on your celery, just putting that on your celery. What you have is similar to what the children call ants on a log. Now, tomato stuffed with tuna bean salad. Good special here. Not something for lunch. In the combination of garlic and fiber-filled beans, a recipe for lowering the cholesterol and omega-3 fatty acids in tuna. It has been shown to help relieve the depression and keep your heart healthy, and enjoys the dish for lunch. We use that for lunch. Replace the tuna beans mixture in spinach or romaine lettuce, and put it in a half of a romaine lettuce, and the cherry tomatoes, use it as a garnishment. Now, it takes about 25 minutes to make that. Once again, this is a cold dish also. And it serves up to about 12 people. You get 2 tomatoes for the serving and 24 cherry tomatoes, about 12 ounces. You take 1/4 a cup of cooked beans, garbanzo beans, and a can of beans if you want to rinse those off, if you don't have the fresh ones. And you take a can of tuna, which is about a 1/4 cup. 1 tablespoon of olive oil. Now, notice that this olive oil doesn't have to be cooked. You take that tablespoon of olive oil, which is very rich in your essential oil, tablespoon of lemon juice, and a tablespoon of minced garlic. You can buy that minced garlic in a jar. It's already minced and grained up. You don't have to do that. It's ground. And you buy that ground black pepper, freshly ground chopped parsley. Put that all together and mix it up. And it becomes a fresh salad, and you put that over the refrigerator, and there you have it. Now, for those people who are still eating your meat, there is some dishes in here for pepper steak soup, okay? Pepper steak soup is a dish that you can prepare with about 25% calories from fat, top round. It's one of the healthiest cuts of beef you can buy. I don't eat beef, ladies and gentlemen, and the protein in the healthy soup mix and the skins repair the outer scouts. Okay, now I don't eat beef, and I've been off beef for many, many years, but that is a great dish. We also have the Mexican pork and bean chili. Now, I am a bean eater, so I do love the beans. However, I leave the pork out, and I substitute with turkey. Now, for those of you who like the bean dish and would like to have that, this serves about, it takes about 28 minutes, serves about two people, two tablespoons of olive oil, a medium onion slice, 1 pound of pork tenderloin, fat removed from it, 1 celery stalk, okay, a small green bell pepper, a can of kidney beans rinsed off and drained, a can of no salt added chopped tomatoes, frozen, a half a teaspoon of frozen canned and drained corn kernels, a tablespoon of chili powder, 2 tablespoons of ground cumin seed, and the salt and freshly ground black pepper. And you put all that together and you let that cook. And you let that simmer, and as it comes to a boil, then you can serve that up. Now, I want to stop here for a minute and say that tomatoes and orange soup is a very good dish, but you want to make sure you have a grain or cornbread with it. We even have a Western African vegetarian or vegetable soup, not vegetarian, because Africans like to cook with goat, and they include goat. Now, bringing the vegetables and this flavored stew is especially good serving over rice or goosegoose. I don't know how many of you have had goosegoose, but I keep it in my kitchen. It's a great grain, and it's excellent, and it's full of vitamins. Or with a coarse whole grain bread, the sweet potatoes are rich in beta-carotene, vitamin E, which provides heart and cancer protection. The vitamin C is abundant in sweet potatoes and peppers and help the cold during the time of the season. And then you literally can take this and add peanuts to it as well. And you ground that up. This is an African dish, okay? In Africa, this is a good source of the CoQ10 enzyme, a vitamin-like the substance. It partially provides all of those essential oils for the heart to help the heart, the cells, and energy and protect the inflammation. And the time it takes, about 50 minutes, serves up for four people, 1 sweet potato peel and dice, 1 tablespoon of peanut oil, 1 large yellow onion chopped, 1 green bell pepper chopped, 1 medium eggplant diced, 1 cup of sliced okra, fresh or frozen, 1 cup of garlic minced, 1 can, which is 14.5, dried tomatoes, undrained, 1/2 cup of peanut butter, 1 1/2 cup of vegetable stock, 1/2 cup of, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne or taste to your taste, the cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, preferably sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. Take that, put it in your pot, turn your eye down on low, let it simmer, let that cook, put a lid on top of it. It cooks itself and it simmers. You let it cook for about 30 minutes and check that by stirring the bottom of the pan. Now, I want to say that you have fennel salads, which include lots of beans, like celery, fennel, and fennel, which is gives you the potassium you need to lower your blood pressure. You want to cook with a lot of red beans. And the vinegar. Vinegar vignettes are very important, ladies and gentlemen. If you are cooking in a kitchen, keep vinegar in your kitchen and have it on your table. In the event that there's food poison, you could take that vinegar and internalize it to help the actual process of the vinegar stop. The acid can stop someone from being food poisoned in your home or in your kitchen. Then there's a fruity lettuce salad with lemon dressing. Now, that lemon dressing is a great way to get more cancer-fighting fruits and greens into your life. Dr. Duke has identified close to 200 anti-carcinogenic compounds in citrus fruits, such as lemon, mandarin oranges, and cranberries. They have been found to have four times as many cancer-preventative antitoxins as green teas does. So you want to get those things in there. You want to use green red snapper with avocado, mango, salsa. I use a lot of fish in my dishes. You could grill that fish, add your various different vegetables to that. Fish is a good source of energy, boosting protein. While avocados are high in heart-healthy monounsaturated fats and amino acids, and the amino acids are what help you, which increase the physical endurance of the patient, and it helps that person. You want to add onions to that because we know that those are very good carcinogenics as well. Now, I'm going to stop here with some of the dishes. I like to refer to this particular healing recipe book. It has over 50 easy cooking recipes in it. It's the world's most powerful healing food. And this book was introduced by the Rodale. And Rodale introduced this book for patients who were trying to fight back against carcinogenic foods in their diet. Now, I did ask my guest to come on. I'm going to bring him back on again. Are you still with us here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, Don. Now, I did a lot of talking in that kitchen. I guess you said I won't ever go back in the kitchen with Mrs. Gus again because I know I'm going to be in there for a while. Now, Don, you didn't have to cook anything, but I did definitely want your support, and thank you so much. So we'll be serving up a good dish here in a minute so you'll be able to smell it at least. So I'm going to bring Don back on, and before I bring John back on, I'm going to take a brief break here, kind of sweaty from being in that kitchen. And I'll be brief and I'll be short, but I won't hold you up like some common thief. And I'll be straight to the point and be right back at you in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, our call number is 646-478-0270. And you have the Omeika 7 in the house. Our new topic is health education. We have John Furby in the audience. Come back at us and speak to us, ask us questions. Here we go.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this door. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yeah, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, and we're back, and thank you for joining us here in the Care to Read room. We've been busy in our kitchen preparing up our products with those healthy dishes. We have given you the healing recipes of the Green Pharmacy. We've talked to you about garbanzo beans, your ligands, and introducing the carcinogenics that you can use in your diet. I want you to know that these are the things that will help you. Now, I'm going to bring John on for a minute and have John talk to you a little bit about his course and experience as a vegetarian. John, you have the air.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening to your recipes. A lot of the I'm actually vegan, so I don't eat any milk, cake, or cheese. It's just vegetables and stuff. But the garbanzo beans, I make hummus with that, and the Egyptians ate the garbanzo beans and things and a lot of their dishes. The blueberries are high in antioxidants. What else? I don't eat fish or any meat, of course. So the omega-3s, flax seeds are high in omega-3s. And for protein, they make plenty of vegetarian meatless patties in your grocer freezer. They even make TVP, which stands for textured vegetable protein, which is it's similar like chicken. So if you want to substitute that, And I can't think of anything else, really. All the dishes sound pretty good. And when I'm, if you're vegan, you really have to cook for yourself. Otherwise, it's a little bit different than being a vegetarian. Vegetarian, you just have to stop eating the meat, really. But if you're vegan, you really do have to cook for yourself. Otherwise, it becomes real hard.
John. Now, when you say you have to cook for yourself, did you take any classes to learn how to cook at all?
Not since school.
workshops or anything?
No, you know, I enjoy cooking. My trade, I'm a carpenter by trade, so the cooking probably doesn't go hand in hand, but really after a hard day of work, the cooking really relaxes me. I put on some music and cook, and I don't mind it. Some people have problems with it, I guess, but I really don't mind it. It's kind of a relaxing experience for me, really.
Well, you know, John, cooking has always been in my area of specialty, and I wanted to be, at one time, my sisters and I, we would prepare meals for people, and we perfected our cooking skills through preparing dishes for people in the community, and one of our fortes was preparing meals for the mayor here in town, Mayor Hatchett. When he was in office, we had his crew over, and we prepared meals for him, so we got a lot of experience, and I went on to major in consumer science and family education, which meant that I had to take a lot of nutritional classes and perfect my skill, so I was always involved in the kitchen. However, when I tried to change my whole kitchen around to make it like a pharmaceutical kitchen, my family wasn't too pleased with that because a lot of pleasurable things that I cooked, they were not pleasurable to the taste. So I had to camouflage everything and try to, you know, beef it up a little bit with stevia to make things where I took sugar out. I had to put stevia in and overabundantly put it in products to make it sweet when I made cookies that were without sugar. And when I made pies that didn't have sugar in it, they tend to say, well, you know, what is this? What are you trying to do? Trying to poison us or what? I was trying to keep them healthy. And what I found is that in talking about this topic, we were talking about women having premature menopause and the symptoms that they would have. Sometimes they would mimic symptoms of being premature menopause. In fact, they would have a thyroid problem, and they could not lose the weight and were having problems. And come to find out, once they would go to several doctors, they would get a proper diagnosis. And so many women with osteoporosis and, you know, getting fragile bones at an early age. And at that time, I saw these women go through the Mississippi appendectomy, what we call, John, is having their complete hysterectomy. I didn't want to be a candidate for that, so I kept researching, and I never got called in to have my chance to go through that process because I was always considered very healthy and I didn't need it, and that was great. So I didn't push any issues, and maybe I have a higher tolerance of pain, but at the same time, I knew that our answers reside in our food and our eating habit. I also knew that there's a large amount of people who were going in for medical conditions from anxiety. I saw so many women who would be overwhelmed, would have this anxiety and have these anxiety attacks frequently, and they never got connected to being a part of their thyroid. They were always a mental disorder or depression. So I saw here in my town in Indiana so many people diagnosed with mental depression to the point where the doctor didn't know what else to call it when they go in with anxiety. They just overuse, it's all in your head. And when they say it's all in your head, that means you're going to the mental department and they're going to admit you without checking your thyroid. And come to find out, lo and behold, that there's menopause symptoms, the fatigue, the depression, all of this was a vanishing condition once the thyroids were checked. And I purposely got involved because I had a family member that was misdiagnosed with having a mental disorder, which was really something called seasonal affect depression, which periodically comes and it's not a routine thing, but it also is directly connected to the thyroid underactive. And I was so interested in it that I found a book called The Thyroid Solution, which offered a lot of information about preventing the cure of cognitive impairment, because some children were being diagnosed with cognitive impairment. And you can recover from the failing memories and foggy thinking and the preventative of Alzheimer's disease and onset. You can recover from that, and the improved brain function can be also addressed through the thyroid disorder. And this is like a $50,000 question. Why was the thyroid checked in the first place, and why wasn't the candidate ruled out of having a thyroid problem? They found out that it's so difficult for the doctor to diagnose it that it goes unnoticed, specifically in the elderly clientele. And the natural relief for a lot of these problems for women, they were just diagnosed with being mentally disordered because they thought that it was all in their mind. And a lot of these women had suffered with fibroid myalgia for many, many years without getting any help until they were able to read for themselves what caused the anxiety. Some of their children were experiencing attention deficit disorder, which also was also derived from the diet coming from Candida bacillus, which also mimics the attention deficit because of the body being full of yeast and the brain fogginess and fatigue. So what I'm saying to you, John, have you noticed that your diet has directly affected any kind of health condition you might have had, but because you changed it, it has corrected it?
I'm mentally sharper. It seems like, and it's like eating, when I'm eating the meat, it's like a slow and gradual process, but it slugs you down, really. Probably about the first year, I didn't really notice it, but it really after the I think the meat got out of my system, and I'm a lot mentally sharper. I physically feel great, I feel sorry for people that my age that just aren't in shape, and it's a choice that I had to personally make, and I don't try and press vegetarianism or veganism down anyone's throat, and I don't argue with anybody that all others seems to be like a disputed approach.
Well, let me say this. I want the listening audience to know that why could you have a low thyroid even if your tests show normal? And I asked that question too, and there are many reasons why this could happen. It could be a misdiagnosis on the test. Now, it's a hidden epidemic affecting up to about 24 million, and this is statistics stating this, of Americans, affecting 24 million. And the thyroid is a tiny gland, but it is a powerful, effective one on the body and the mind, and your thyroids regulate so many things, whether you gain weight or lose weight, whether you feel fatigued or energized. And if your thyroid levels are low, then the body can't properly run a whole range of vital functions. The thyroid also plays a big role in your brain chemistry. New research now shows that the thyroid hormones work like a serotonin in the brain and other brain chemicals, and lowering levels of thyroids and hormones can cause stress and brain fogginess, depression, balancing thyroid. Levels are improved, the mental clarity, and the boost of the mood. So many people are being diagnosed with mood disorder. Now, there's the hidden causes of all these hard-to-treat illnesses are, for example, anxiety, attention deficit disorder, brain fog, chronic fatigue syndrome, constipation, depression, rosy skin, fatigue, fibromyalgia, hair loss, gray hair, high cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, insomnia, joint and muscle aching, low libido, mental menopause symptoms, TMS, stress, weight gain, many other related conditions, all related to this one little pineal gland in the throat. Now, why could I have a low thyroid even though our tests show normal? That's enough to make you want to go back and say, doctor, since we have not found the cause of my problem, why not check my thyroid? Why not give that a try? Discover if I switch on my metabolism for effectiveness, then if my thyroids were working right, maybe all these other things will go away. Now, five doctors tested secrets for weight loss without exercising or eating less, and they found that the thyroid solution would definitely address those problems. And there's secrets about burning away fat efficiently for those people who can't lose weight. These are all secrets that some of the doctors know about. And they found these secrets, and they put it in a book called The Thyroid Solution. And in that thyroid solution, they began to spell these things out for the patient. And I want to say this to my listening audience. I want you to stay with me the whole course of this program throughout the month. We're going to be talking about issues in the school with conscious-based education. Should meditation and yoga be placed in the school to help those children who are physically and mentally off balance? Should the school district be looking at better ways of serving the children, better meals and better dishes that are wholesome? Because if you feed the children empty calories, they are not going to have split brain waves. Their serotonin won't pass over information properly, and they're going to be foggy in their thinking. And their short-term and long-term memory will be shot. Now, I think, John, it's very important that this segment be heard by the whole listening audience, because it's going to affect our teachers, because teachers need to go back to school and learn yoga as well. Take a period out to learn yoga in the classroom. They even need to take a period out to do nothing but count breaths. It also increases their oxygen, helps them to have more of oxygen available to think and to breathe, causing those children's test scores to go up. And if these little main things could change the school system, then why not make the change health-wise in the educational system? Why not, Don? Why wouldn't you think they want to do that? Is this something, is there a problem where they may not be a money-making thing, or what?
I think a lot of the, I don't want to get into a conspiracy theories and downtribe the medical profession, because I think that it is an important profession. We do need doctors. The problem, I think, is that the decisions are being made by individuals with MBAs rather than MD. And then it becomes a money-making thing, and they stop looking at people as patients and start looking at them as cash crops, basically. And although I don't think that there's any individual doctor that would willingly participate in it, I think a lot of and the schools as well, they just get stuck behind this bureaucratic system where no one person's responsible for it, but everybody benefits so long as they go along, and I think that it becomes a situation where we try to politically implicate something that's a moral issue, and the fact is, statistically, these kids are not doing good at all, and we could say, well, it's the family court systems, well, we could say it's the doctors, and a lot of that would be true, but it, bottom line, we all have a part in it. We all stood up and said, hey, enough's enough. These kids are suffering. Let's get to the bottom of this and fix it. And I think that's the most important step. And a lot of people feel like they can't because they're just one person. So, if Gandhi or Jesus had... What's that?
You are so right. That's exactly what's happening. And we are rolling up on our time to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. And I do know that we're going to be back again And I'm going to go to Canaan Land right now, John. If you can join me, we're on our way to Canaan Land. I'm going to ask you to come back and be a part of our show where you can talk about domestic education for parents who are dealing with co-parenting or fathers who are dealing with obtaining their children. John is an expert in that area. He also can talk to the parents about that. And we're going to have him back under our education segment. We'd like to thank you, John, for being a part. Utilize those dishes in your kitchen to help you with your health condition. And I hope I've been of some service to you. We had John Furby on today to talk about his journey and vegetarian diet. John will be back on to talk with us later about his skill as a domestic representative advocate for fathers in the area of obtaining custody and support for their children. Now, today was a great day, and we thank you. Tomorrow we'll be on again at 646-478-0270. Please join us tomorrow as we get on our way with this new topic. We'll be in and about in the community, working with the schools, talking to them about the benefits of health education in the classroom. We'd like to thank you so much. I've been your server today, Omienka, the advocate, the one you need, and the advisor, the one you want. Please join us again tomorrow, same time at 6 o'clock, and we'd like to just encourage you to continue to stay with us during the whole course, learning more about how you can work with your diet, how you can find the mysteries to health, and in this classroom, stay tuned for more information continuing tomorrow at 6 o'clock. O double.